Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. We're going to have a very special guest today. I'm very excited about our show. But first, I want to make a couple of announcements. If you're local to the Broward, Palm County area in Florida, I have new Law of Attraction meetings going on. They're every Monday night from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And we're going to start meeting at Panera Bread on 441 in Wiles as of this coming Monday. I hope you'll join us. This Monday's meeting, the topic is, how do I go with the flow? So many times we get caught in what I call a negative flow in our day. We start our day, negative things happen, and all of a sudden everything is going tumbling down and everything is going wrong. Monday night I'm going to teach you how to go with the upward flow. So I hope you'll join me. Now I'd like to talk about the guest we have today. Her name is Arit Murad Rahani, and she was born in Baghdad, Iraq, in the 40s. In that time, the country was waking up to quite political upheaval, and she had to experience the hardship of a transition camp. And then when they moved to Canada, more hardship. She eventually moved to the United States, where she was able to progress to a point of healing, of being able to let go of that painful past that was holding her back. Now she's a writer, she's a teacher, and she helps people leave their painful past behind and achieve their dreams. And I'm so excited to have her on the show today. Welcome to the show, Arit.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
So good to have you here today. And I know many people are already looking forward to what you have to say about leaving the baggage behind. But before we talk about that, tell us a little bit about your story. I know that you have quite an interesting one of when you were a child.
Yes. As you said, as you mentioned, I was born in Baghdad, Iraq. And I didn't know that before I was born, there was a pogrom against the Jewish community. I learned that after. But during those of the 40s, something happened. The State of Israel was established, and all Arab countries were against this idea of having a Westerner as a neighbor. So the all Jewish communities in the Middle East suffered almost of the same thing, of persecutions and Nazi propaganda, Nazi influence, hatred towards the Jews, and prisoners, and hangings, and all those things that we know about that happened in Europe, in Germany. Actually, Hitler was almost coming to the Middle East to execute all Jews. By miracle, we were all saved.
Wow.
But that didn't mean we were saved, but there was an agreement between the State of Israel and Iraq, that's the country I was born in, that we should leave all our assets, everything, bank accounts, everything, one luggage, and go as fast as we can to Israel. We did that. There were many people, especially youth, that crossed the border with Iran in order to go to Israel, and 25,000 of them. And believe me, not all of them survived. It happened that my brother survived, And he wrote a chapter in the book about what happened, about the way he crossed the border. So in Israel, we arrived with two luggage. And those two luggage, that's it. That's all what we had. But we arrived at transition camp. Obviously, we couldn't, the state of Israel couldn't absorb so many immigrants. And the state of Israel was just 3 years old. So we lived in transition camps as refugees. Our status was a refugee at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. But we didn't want to accept ourselves living in a transition camp when most of us came from wealthy households. So we just tried our best to go to the city, to move to the city. And we did, with all kinds of tricks that went on, all kinds of things, with hard work. We lived in Ramat Gan, not far from Tel Aviv. And yes, life started getting rosier, even if we lived 8 people in 2 bedrooms. So,
wow.
Yes, and the garbage was downstairs, and you have to go to downstairs, and for 8-10 people, small kitchen and small bathroom, everything small. But we were very happy. We thought we are very lucky that we are, that we have an apartment, that we have a condo to live in and survive and start, and our buds were starting to flourish. So we thought we are very, very lucky. We were really, truly lucky because my siblings came to Israel very knowledgeable in languages, in all kinds of things. They were very knowledgeable. They studied in American universities, American schools, so they were very knowledgeable and they were able to get jobs, the older of my brothers. The others, they were studying during, they were working during the day and studying at night. And that took a while. I was in elementary school, and I was able to continue my studies and go to high school and get married in Israel. I was very ambitious from the fact that also my father passed away 1 month before we left Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave me the push to continue. There is nothing like being so hopeful. Don't lose your hope, because there is life after the past. There is a future. Never lose your hope. So keep pushing. Keep going into the future. And we all succeeded. So we all succeeded because we believed in our power. We believed that we're not perfect. Yes, nobody is perfect, but we still have to go ahead. We can't just dwell in the past and let that ruin our lives and opportunities hold us back. So we did believe in the power of hope. Believe in yourself and be you and just push. We did that, and then in the 60s, my family immigrated to Montreal, and we established very well, again, to learn another languages, another way of life, different weather, to adjust completely differently. But we did it. We said, there is no way to go back. That's it. We decided it was our choice, and we are in control of ourselves, and we have to succeed in Canada. And beautiful Montreal, it was great. It was really great to see another culture, different people. Again, it teaches you. It's not an easy challenge, but it teaches you. 30 years in Montreal, raised our families, but have had children and so on. We did everything we could to succeed, and we succeeded very well. Then another political upheaval between the French and the English. The English leaving the city and went to establish themselves in Toronto. Many, many companies, they just didn't feel anymore comfortable working with the French. So they just left. The French wanted to separate from Canada to create their own country and so on. It didn't arrive to weapons, to military confrontation, but it was not easy. Then the economy went down, the houses went down, and then there was really no place anymore to stay there. No opportunities, and you know, we decided we do have to go to move elsewhere. Our daughter, in the meantime, got married in Florida. This is the only place we should go. So we invested here in a business. I continued my school teaching, and it happened so that I saw so many opportunities here, either in business or investing in yourself, promoting yourself, so many things. So I joined at one point. I joined women groups, WPN, and other groups, and started attending networking and really investing in myself. And I see that I needed it. I really needed it. This was a blessing to move to another place, see another people, and adapt yourself to another culture, which is the culture between the French or the English is kind of different. So that was another step that you have to push yourself. Yes, I'm going to take advantage of the opportunities, of the possibilities. Who cares what was in Montreal or in Israel or in Iraq? I want now. There is no time. I have to succeed. So I became a speaker on Middle East issues. Mm-hmm. That was in school shortly after 9/11 when people were approaching me and asking me to do those speaking topics. So I did, and I created the courses, Middle Eastern courses. I created so much. I became really specialized on Middle East issues, and this is what I am doing now. I would love to give webinars or teleclasses about the Middle East courses. On top of that, what inspired me was the two Torah scrolls that came from Baghdad to Israel, and the whole saga of the two Torah scrolls. That inspired me to write. And we wrote this book. I'm getting really very good reviews from this book. People that don't know
me. That's fantastic.
They say, this is a good book. So, yeah. So,
very good. So we're gonna take a quick break, Orit, and then I want you to come back and talk about how you encourage people, because one of the things that I love about you and why I wanted you on the show is because you're a great encourager of not staying in that past. I mean, we all have difficulties in our lives. You've had tremendous difficulties. You went through your family in those times. But learning how to let that go, learning how to let that baggage go, and I know our listeners are waiting and moving forward. So we're going to be right back. Just give us a moment. We're going to hear from our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Christina Weber. I help Catholic mompreneurs live authentically by fully engaging the power of their calling, earning more and less time, and getting back to enjoying their family. And that's why I'm offering you a complimentary audio download of my newest CD product, 7 Steps to a Regret-Free Catholic Biz Mom Living. Stop feeling guilty and confidently living what matters most. Access your audio immediately at www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free. That's go to www.catholicwomansguide.com/regret-free to stop feeling guilty and confidently live what matters most.
Okay, we're back talking with Arit today. She is a master teacher of Middle Eastern studies, and she teaches people one of the most important things, how to let go of what you struggled in the past, how to let that go and move forward. And Arit, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You're a big believer of believing in yourself. We've talked about that, that you have to believe in yourself. Why is this so necessary, to believe in ourselves?
It's one of the core beliefs. If you don't believe that you can do it, and you, then first it starts from believing. When I was in the business with my husband, I used to go and help him, and we used to purchase merchandise and everything. I have first to be convinced that it's going to work, it's going to sell, it's going to attract people. So believing in what you are going to do is number one. Is number one. You must believe in yourself and your capabilities. Yes, you are capable. Maybe we are not perfect, but we are capable. We can move forward
that.
Because we believe.
I like that. I like that you say, I love that you say, maybe we're not perfect. Because I think
right.
a lot of times we think that to be capable, we have to be perfect. I think mm-hmm. that's a misbelief, really, that we carry. When in reality, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be capable. That's lovely. Thank you, Arit, for saying that. That's
yes.
a really wise saying. That you can be capable.
Yes.
You don't have to do it perfectly. Just do your best, right?
Yes. Yes. If you achieve 50% of your goal, you believe that mm-hmm. you can do it, then after the 50%, you can do another 20%, and then you can do another 20%. We're just human beings. We are not perfect. We were never born perfect.
That's wonderful. I love that. And so as you teach people, because I know you're a wonderful teacher of people, and people don't always believe this. I think that's the biggest problem. I know with my clients, one of the biggest problems is they don't believe they're capable, you know,
mm-hmm.
never mind believing they're anywhere near perfect, but they don't believe they're capable, mostly because other people have told them they're not capable. So how do you help your clients to come to this belief?
Yeah, it's because we first have to understand that we criticize ourselves too much.
Mm.
And that takes away our reliance on ourselves. We don't give ourselves
right.
good credit. Oh, look at me. I did that. Wasn't this great? Yes, it was great. You have to believe that it was great. So nobody is perfect, but I did it. Don't criticize yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Good. That's a good one. I tell that my clients a lot.
Exactly. Believing in yourself is crucial for your success.
So I find that we have a bad habit, though. It's almost like we're programmed to criticize ourselves. That's what I've seen, even in myself. It took me a long time to stop doing that.
Yes.
What's one little hint or one suggestion you can give a listener today, one that knows they're criticizing themselves all the time? How do we break that pattern?
By realizing it. realizing, oh, I'm too hard on myself, right? I think that is not, this is, I could have done it better. No, don't say that. You did your best, and this is what counts. You did good. Look at the good side and not at the bad side. Be positive, not negative. So all that is going to give you more independence, more reliance on yourself. So nobody has to live in four countries. Nobody has to go through two political upheavals. But those boundaries that we keep, it or baggage that we keep on our shoulders, those are big adversities. Those are too much, too heavy to carry. So just throw them in the past.
So how do you do that? How does one do that?
It's your mindset.
The listener's going to say,
it is the mindset. It is mostly the mindset. Teach your mind not to criticize yourself. Teach your mind to believe. Teach your mind to be hopeful. And not just hopeful, but to realize that all those thinking, the negative thoughts, are standing in our way. So if we decide, it's our decision, we were born free, we have the freedom. So it's us to decide that we want to be stronger and wiser. And as a consequence, we become fearless and courageous. Look at those words.
I love that. Yeah, I love that, fearless and courageous. And that is so true, Arit. I've actually seen that in my life. And I was thinking last year I went to the Grand Canyon for the very first time. It's always been a dream of mine. And I stood on the rim. I actually walked a portion of the rim. And I had been scared of heights since I was a little girl. And I realized that I wasn't afraid of heights anymore. And I thought to myself, I've become fearless, like you just said. It's a very empowering feeling. It's a wonderful
very empowering feeling. And
I love those words.
Of that, what you want to be, how you want to capture life, how you want to capture your day. You can be happy by your choices. You can be fearless by your choices and courageous at the same time. Just it will give you such an energy, positive energy, when you start your day, when you decide, I am fearless, I'm capable, I have a belief in myself. So
that
you are telling yourself is the most is the perfect teacher for yourself.
I like that. Something you said a moment ago reminded me that I used to not believe myself. In other words, I always had to look for someone else to give me answers, or I always thought somebody else was better equipped or knew more or was more wise than me, only to realize that I had to trust in myself, like you said before. I had to trust that my thoughts and my wisdom was inside of me and that I could follow that. I had to learn how to follow me.
Exactly. You have to learn how to follow your heart.
Exactly. Exactly. Dare to be authentic. That's why I call it that show.
Since you are in control of your thoughts and you're accountable for your actions, choices, and dreams, then nothing is holding you back. You can change people's minds and create followers. So this is the advice that I would give my listeners. So
beautiful.
If there is any obstacle or any challenge, don't blame anyone. Blame yourself. Because here there is I have an example of how to adapt to things. One person is saying, my speech is inspiring, my job is motivating, but my boss is demanding. Then what should we have to do? we have to adapt to this workplace and make and realize the good things in it.
Right, right. Count the good.
Yeah.
To appreciate the good.
Yes, to appreciate the good. Okay. There is so much good.
So, Ari, tell us a little bit about the book that you wrote. I know that you have a book that you say it's doing really well and well received. Tell us a little bit about that and how to get a hold of that.
A River of Tears, the River of Hope, what I believe in hope. Never let go of hope. So it is about the upheaval in Baghdad in the 40s. Beginning 50s. Mm-hmm. It's about the history of the time, and it's about the stories that you can draw from them, so much wisdom. The stories of your ancestors, the stories that, and the customs and the culture that will never come back, in, and we want to see, Teresa, to see how beautiful it was. And also the beginning of the settlement in Israel, the stories of the Mahbara, the transition camp, how children were there, aimless, no aim, no goals, nothing. So these stories are shedding light of those times. But then, as I said, as I mentioned, yes, we did have it hard, but now it is the future. We have to continue. I'm glad it was over. Now there is only one way, the path of the future. So this is very inspirational book and also motivational and learning how our ancestors were had so much wisdom to offer us. This is my book. The tears were over. Now it's the hope. Now it's believing in yourself. It's what you could do.
Like you said before. Correct. So,
so it's selling in, on my website, www.oritmuradrehani.com. Also, it is selling at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all in online. Or my publisher, AuthorHouse.com, they also sell books. They sell it there. So that's how to get hold of the book. If you want to me to deliver it, not deliver, but mail it to you, you can call me at 954-254-2887 and order it. I will mail it to you. No charge.
Fantastic.
Free shipping.
Okay, beautiful. Well, we're just about to run out of time, but I do want to give you the opportunity to say one last thing. One quick thing that you could say to a listener today who's still holding on to that baggage and doesn't know how to let go.
They're still holding to that baggage.
Yep.
First of all, they have to realize that they are holding a baggage. When they realize, when they come to this realization, then they can take action. And the action that
Absolutely.
They can take is in their hands. They are in control of all their baggages. So,
fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much, Arit. We're just about out of time. But like she said, you are in control. You're in control of your life. You're in control of being aware that you're carrying things and of to being able to let everything go. Thank you so much, Arit, for being on the show today. It was such a pleasure.
My
and
pleasure, too.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening today, and I hope you'll join me. We'll be back next week, every Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 o'clock, for the next airing. Of Dare to be Authentic. And if you're local, don't forget to join me Monday nights for the Law of Attraction group. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.